flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you, off and rolling on this Thursday morning. We're getting ever closer to Super Bowl Sunday. 10 days to go, and obviously we'll gear up more and more for the actual playing of the game. Not so much the revelry of the NFC Championship game, although don't get me wrong, that is still very much in the air. But we'll start looking ahead to Super Bowl 52. We'll also talk a lot about Jalen Hurts today, who, you know, we've been so much in celebration mode, we haven't really done a deep dive on Jalen much this week. We'll get to that. We'll talk to Jason Kelce later. The Nick Sirianni interview from yesterday, we'll get to that coming up later this hour. So a lot to do with you. Of course, the Sixers did win last night, 4 in a row, which is good. But the big thing is the Eagles. And with you, 215-592-9494. Rich. Rich!
Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
Dogs do not have appendixes.
You know what? They shouldn't, because if we don't need them, why do they need them? I mean, after all, you know.
Well, we don't need them, but we still have them.
Well, we do, but that's, you know. I mean, that's like saying, what's the analogy, Seltzer? That's like, okay, here it is. That's like saying Devin White was an Eagle this year. Does he get a Super Bowl ring?
Yeah, I think what? If you play like a second for the Eagles, you get a Super Bowl ring.
That is a travesty.
Yeah. No, I don't know if he ever got into a game, but even so,
No, he didn't.
I think if you're on the active roster at any point, I could be wrong, but I'm almost positive.
Devin White, Super Bowl champion with the Birds. All right, good morning to you, 215-592-9494. So let's get to it here. You know, obviously, great tidings are in the air, and we'll continue to revel with you if you want to call just on the emotional side how you feel and look ahead to the game and look back to the last one. All good, right? All good. But let's also get to the Jalen thing. So, you know, I was talking to someone yesterday, and I said, I think that he's one of the most confounding figures I've ever seen in Philadelphia sports from the standpoint of people being very split, just frankly, on a very basic level of how good he is. You know, basic level, how good is he? And opinions are all over the place. And quarterback gets a lot of focus in this regard. You know, people were confused about Donovan to an extent. People were confused about Carson to an extent. And I think people are, more than anybody I've ever seen in Philly sports, really confused on Jalen. Now, he played a great game the other day. So let's reassess where we are as a fan base right now with Jalen Hurts, and curious where you stand at 215-592-9494. John, I'm going to ask this series of questions, and you tackle it, and I'll give you my thoughts on it all. I'm going to ask 4 questions. How good is he? How much do you trust him? Does he worry you? Is he underappreciated? All 4 questions on the table for everyone at 215-592-9494. How good is he? How much do you trust him? Does he worry you? Is he underappreciated? John, what are your thoughts off the cuff on those questions or any aspect of the Jalen Hurts thing?
I I'd like to draw some parallels here.
Yep.
I watched from across the country. I watched our Eagles offense with Andy Reid and Donovan McNabb from across the country on tape, on the NFL tape.
When you were at the Raiders, you said?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. When I was a player, I was watching the defenses that played against the Eagles' offense, you know, to get ready week after week.
Yep.
I would, you know, cross paths with Andy Reid's, you know, schemes and Donovan's play and you know, the just the way that Deuce Staley was pass protecting and you know, catching the ball out of the backfield, the way they were using him, the way they were running the football. I just thought Donovan McNabb was something so special, and there was so, you know, he was a big reason why they were having this success in Philadelphia. I felt that way from across the country watching these tapes, these cut-ups.
Sure.
And I think that once I got here, I was so surprised at the acrimony directed at Donovan McNabb. When I got here, it was, you know, I was an unrestricted free agent. I could go where I wanted, you know, after 5 years in Oakland, and this is where I wanted to be because I wanted to be in this offense with Donovan McNabb and Andy Reid directing it. And when I got here, I was really shocked at the way that, I don't know, people viewed
it. Was rough.
Donovan McNabb.
It was rough.
It was so different than the way I viewed him.
Right.
So I never got used to that, but I always watched. I couldn't believe the grace that he dealt with everything with, you know, with all the assaults pouring upon him from the stands. You know, even like 2 minutes into the first game, the grand opening of the link, and people are telling him he sucks.
Yeah, no, that game he was, but generally he was not.
Well, it got heavy-handed.
It did.
It got so heavy-handed with Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts is the franchise, and he's, again, about to be the first Eagles quarterback to start 2 Super Bowls.
Yep.
This guy is proving himself, and he continues to improve every day. That's what Nick Sirianni talks about. That's what he talks about. Improve 1% every day. We should be rejoicing as Eagles fans because this guy gives us the chance to win every game that we play in because of the way he plays football, the way he values the football, the way he protects the football. And he plays his best football in the biggest games. I plan to root this team on to winning big games, winning Super Bowls. This is the quarterback who can do that sort of thing. This is the guy who elevates his game in the biggest games. And he's also...
Hey, it's Mark Schlereth of the Stinky Truth Podcast. The NFL playoffs are here, and I'll be breaking down every matchup as we get toward the big game. Join my co-host Mike Evans and I on the Stinky Truth Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Very tough. All the injuries that he's suffered. I guarantee we don't know the half, and not even the half. We don't know anything about what he's put himself through and played through and dealt with and never spoke of. We need to pinch ourselves on that.
Especially with Joel in town.
Oh, my gosh.
Because you see how you can
look
have
at
a player.
The contrast.
Yeah. I mean, yes. You know, Joel's career is going off the rails in large part because of a lack of physical toughness and a lack of mental toughness.
Yeah.
And Jalen is both physically and mentally tough.
Jalen is so tough, and he and our run game control games.
Yeah.
And there's no shame in taking a sidestep this season to highlight Saquon. Hey, the passing game, okay, we'll take a step to the side. Saquon Barkley running like the MVP of the league, still, we all believe he should be. Saquon in the run game en route to the Super Bowl. There's no shame in saying, okay, let's do what we do best and go win a Super Bowl, guys. His QBR was still 8th in the NFL this year, and we know it was a rocky season at times. He performed like an elite quarterback. And I really do. I think that analogy.
Now, the Donovan thing's interesting. Yeah.
I read in an article somewhere, this is an interesting analogy. Yep. He conducted the music of this offense instead of propelling it in 2024. He did a great job of conducting the offense, not propelling it quite so much as he did in the past.
Well, so, okay, I'm curious, you know, obviously where everyone stands. You can weigh in today, 215-592-9494. James, let me ask you a question here before I give you my series of opinions. Am I going to get crushed today by the callers?
Yes.
Hardcore?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll be interested because I know a lot of people have been ready to take a bite out of me. And that's fine. I mean, you know, like this is what WIP is all about. We throw our opinions.
Can I take
around.
A little bite, too?
Sure.
Just a quick bite?
Take a bite.
Listen to this list.
Okay.
Jalen Hurts is the eighth quarterback in NFL history to go to two Super Bowls in his first five seasons. The other seven, Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, Ben Roethlisberger, Kurt Warner, Troy Aikman, John Elway, and Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
Bad quarterbacks, average quarterbacks don't go to Super Bowls in two of 3 years. I don't care who the supporting cast is. We've seen so many great supporting casts throughout the years. I mean, that Vikings team never got to a Super Bowl. I know they got to an NFC Championship game. They had Randy Moss and Chris Carter. And like there have been so many teams. Like, the talent around matters, but this guy still wins with it. Wins at an obnoxious rate.
No, he does. He wins a ton.
At a certain point, you got to step back and say, man, he's pretty good.
So here's where I'm at. I'm going to try to boil it down in a nutshell. So is he better than I thought? Yes. Right, I don't know if that makes anyone happy.
Don't go overboard with your yes.
Go ahead.
I was with, like, there were parts of the year where I was with you.
Yeah.
I wasn't with you when he's not going to be the quarterback in whatever year.
2 years from now. Yeah.
2 years from now. I didn't agree with any of that. But I changed my whole opinion on the Washington game when he went out. I was like, this offense just works better with him running it. I mean, it just does.
Well, yeah, that game was startling. Then they did pick it up, though, in the game. Subsequent games with the backups, I thought, were pretty impressive.
It was
a different approach, but there was one game Saquon still had a huge game.
Yeah.
So here's where I'm at. Is he better than I thought? Yes, yes. Is he much better than I thought? No, he's not, in my opinion. Now, you may totally disagree with me, and that's fine. I do think the greatness of the team really helps him look a lot better. And I think looking back on it, both Carson and Foles benefited dramatically from a similar greatness of the team.
Most quarterbacks do, though. Like, you don't
know for sure.
It's pretty hard to win without talent around you.
But I'm just giving you a direct. Like, Mahomes to me is an exception to the rule where he really doesn't have much around him on offense. He really doesn't. He's got Travis Kelce, and then not a ton.
And the greatest offensive coach in the history.
I get that. So what I'm getting at here is he is better than I thought, but I won't give you much better. He did play a tremendous game the other day, played a great game. In my opinion, that doesn't mean he's great. You know, it's funny. Some people say, like, see, there it is. And it's like, yo, no, I know that's in there, but I also know that was the best of the, I could figure it out, 17, 18 games this year he's played, whatever it's been. So I don't judge someone just purely on, like, what's the best you've done.
What about when played right up there with Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl?
No, that's
Super Bowl 57.
That was his best.
That's in there. And the adage that coaches use in the NFL is, if we've seen you do it once, we know it's in there, we can see you do it again. That's where I have such a problem with this.
Yeah, but my issue with that, John, I'd say, is if I've seen you struggle in the passing game a number of times, you probably struggle in the passing
game.
He's great in the running game.
He's deficient in the passing game. You're deficient at recognizing
deficient.
That this offense has changed every year. Yeah, you are deficient. You don't understand how that affects a young quarterback. How the teaching of an offense, if it's a new offense every single year, it gets very difficult to navigate that. I mean, look at the improvement we saw at the end of this year.
It looks pretty similar to me to past years, to be candid.
He's doing a lot more, though.
He's doing more pre-snap, but the actual plays themselves, I would say it's fairly similar to what they've done. It's still a lot
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about
We don't know that.
It's still
there's
a lot
so
of the,
much
well, I do
goes,
know that. It's still a lot of the ride and the side and the whole deal. Yep.
A play. Pre-snap,
of course
post-snap,
there is. Of course.
The motions, the personnel, the formation. Like, there's so much that goes into that that they can grow from year to year. And they haven't been able to grow any of it because it's been a new offensive coordinator every year.